This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
Hurry.
Okay, I'm doing it fast and hard.
Oh my god, harder. I mean faster. Not harder. I'm gonna hurt myself. Anyways.
What a way to start an episode.
What's up, motherfucking bitches? Hey, everybody. How's it going? I'm Hannah.
I'm Alex.
This is the Skank Skanks Podcast. Oh, what a terrible time to take a drink.
I know, but did you hear my mouth when I said I'm Alex? It was gross.
No, because all I can hear is me going into the microphone. I didn't mean to snort. I was really just trying to breathe heavy. So, hey.
Hello.
We How were just you? So talking fucking talk pants, and then as soon as we...
So talking fucking talk pants. The second we hit record, we're like, what are words?
Who is this? Where are I? Where am I? Where are I? How do you words?
Oh, we were having fun. Slurring.
We were so slurring. There was a surprise. With our words and with our slurs.
Okay.
With my little time.
I'm so scared for you. What was that?
Molly, stop.
Oh, cat.
The cat was, I think, is the... The cord wasn't moving all by itself, and I was so confused.
But it's just this bitch. Come here.
Anyways. We're just here to have a good time. That's all. We're just goofing.
Yeah.
Are you gonna come up here or not?
What? Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Are you gonna come up here or not, Alex?
Oh, I wanna come up there.
Climb me, daddy.
Well, I think we have some episodes of Legion of Skanks to talk about.
Fine, if we gotta.
I think we do.
We're legally obligated, at least for the rest of the year. At least until November 5th or 7th, we have to talk about Skanks of Legion.
Yeah.
I just got so mad at myself.
Right after Skankfest, we're done.
Oh my god, I did it again where I just keep talking to you in my head.
Can you hear me?
No. Fuck! Oh. I'm so fucking mad.
Sorry.
Does anything make you mad, more upset than when you hurt yourself on some shit that could have been avoided if you would have just watched where you were going?
Yeah, there are other things that make me madder than that.
Not me. That's fucking number one. And then pedophiles right under it. but my own clumsiness, number one.
Oh, I was just thinking of, I don't know. You open the fridge and there's cheese on a shelf that isn't in a cheese drawer.
Oh, hell no. That's when you get on Amazon and you order your goddamn divorce papers.
Yeah. From Amazon.
You can get everything on Amazon. Well, well, well. Episode 567 of Legion of Skanks.
The bottom of my gunt.
Yuck. I'm just kidding. Speaking of the bottom of Jay's gunt, I was so proud of him. He posted a whole video of him and Christine doing some synchronized swimming, shirtless in the pool.
He's so brave. I was so proud of him.
So brave.
That's rude, Hannah.
I know. That's why I said it.
I know. But I think he might be listening, and it makes me sad because he's so sensitive about his fatness and everything.
He knows I love him more than I love Lewis. And if he doesn't know, Lewis knows.
Lewis does know that.
Yes. And then there's Dave.
There is?
There's actually Ryan Shaner, and I definitely love him more than I love Dave.
Yep.
And I don't even know Ryan Shaner. Not even kinda.
I know. You don't watch his podcast or anything.
I've only seen him on one episode of Real Ass Podcast, I think. Maybe two. Mm. And Dad Meat.
Yeah, Dad Meat.
That's where I've seen him.
Yeah.
And one episode of Real Ass Podcast. Anyways, let's just start a podcast
and Legion
about
of Skanks.
I know. I heard it. I said no. I didn't mean to. But we should just start a podcast about Ryan Shaner.
I don't know how much I'd have to say.
We'll just make stuff up. It's fine. We'll just do what we do here.
We don't have shit to say. He's busy at 3 a.m.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey, Ryan, I know you're listening.
Yep, every week.
He's our first number one listener.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Totally. One of those. Yep. One of them.
God damn. Well, speaking of Ryan, Mr. Shaner. Mm-hmm. Ew.
Tell me more. I heard it as, tell me more. That's why I said it twice.
She put up a fight.
Did she?
They pretty much opened this episode talking about the show in Royersford.
Mm-hmm.
Where one Ryan Shaner is from.
Oh, nice. And didn't know that.
The episode he was on, and yet again, still, they have not once mentioned his name.
Lewis, quit being a bitch.
Fuck you up.
I will fuck you. And you do not want that.
He wants that from anything that has a vagina.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Picky dude.
I'm just so, for once in my life, my brain was here for me and was like, Hannah, you are recording.
That's
not just talking to you. Also, in this fuzzy ass jacket, there is a weed stem stuck to it.
You said that before recently.
I don't know.
I just had the strongest deja vu of my life then.
Ew, I'm sorry. I hate that so much. It freaks me out. It really worries me.
I don't like it.
I don't like that. I'm so sorry, but I don't think that's happened. Ooh. But anyways.
But it did. in my brain.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's so crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't like it. Anyway, Lewis, mention Ryan Shaner's name, you little bitch.
Oh, yeah. Do it. I want you to start out the next podcast just going, Ryan Shaner, and welcome back to Legion of Skanks.
Call Dave that.
Oh, my God. For the whole episode, act like Dave is Ryan Shaner.
Yes. Refuse to acknowledge Dave Smith's existence and just refer to him as Shaner.
From now on.
Forever.
The rest of time.
Yes. I want his gravestone to say Ryan Shaner.
Do Jewish people get buried?
Yes.
Oh.
You okay there?
Just trying not to make a cremated joke.
Well, that was... That was a whole thing about them being burned, because that's like against their religion.
Oh, I just thought it was supposed just a quick to and be easy buried. Way. Oh, I thought it was just a quick and easy way to get them fucking out of here.
I think that was their like the Nazis thing. Is this will get rid of them? But it was like extra painful because they're not supposed to be burned. They're supposed to be buried
and because it's fire. Oh my God. Speaking of fire, nothing to do with fire, but shocking that there's three men telling us about our bodies and how periods work.
Now I'm worried that I'm totally wrong about that, but that whole thing, but I heard that at some point in my life, so I don't know. But anyway, yeah, the periods.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know why they said 72-hour period, but then
well, because they were talking about Bobby being sick, and he said there was a 72-hour period where he, like, every time coughing. He breathed, he was coughing.
And then Lewis went, like,
what are you, my girlfriend? Or something.
Yeah. It was funny to me that they were all, that Jay and Dave were baffled by the fact that some people do only have, like, 3-day periods.
Yeah. Jay was like, every woman in the chat is saying 5 to 7 days or
and
something.
And then there's man hands. 3 is fine.
Mine are 3 days.
That's cool, because mine are, like, I don't know. Every day.
Well, you need to see a doctor.
Who has time for that? Me. I do have time for that.
I immediately was like, I don't know why I said that, because then Lewis read it on the podcast.
And now everyone knows.
And then he called me barren, and Jay called me 55.
Yeah, you're not young and vibrant like me and just bleed for 6 months straight.
No, I am old and barren.
I'm a vampire. I need it. Out with the old and with the new.
It almost pissed me off to a point where I was like, I'll get pregnant right now, you dumb bitch. Call me barren.
I'll show you.
Get over here and prove it.
Look at me. I'm fertile as fuck. Oh, then they start talking about IUDs for some reason. Oh, because they were talking about the birth control affecting periods. And Jay's super concerned that the tip of the IUD is going to be jammed into his dick hole.
Well, okay, because you weren't there for the Zoom because you were asleep or something. I tried to send it to you, even though you already got one. I didn't. That's fine. But I got there anyway. But someone said something. Someone tried to say something about IUDs in the chat, but they said UTI. So then when they said everyone's saying IUD, it's because they, I think it was because they were correcting the person who said UTI. Men are... hilarious and adorable when they're trying to figure out women's bodies.
Oh, yeah. And then it's funny because we just let them have it. We're just like, you're right.
Yeah.
You know so much.
Totally.
You're so good at knowing things about my body.
I've had an IUD. Have you?
No.
Oh, I had the copper one.
I've only ever had, like, the pills at first when I very first got on birth control. And then the shot for, like, a year. And don't do that unless you're trying to gain 7,000 pounds. And then back to the pill. And then now I'm just living life on the edge. But, you know, I'm married. I don't have sex anyway. So, birth control, schmirth control.
I tried the IUD, like, in between babies, which I don't recommend because it's really more, it's supposed to be a long-term thing.
Yeah.
But it really fucks up your periods.
Does it?
Yeah.
Every time I've gotten on birth control, it was to regulate my periods. It was never to avoid, like, a baby.
You'll just, like, it's one of the main side effects is that you'll have spotting randomly throughout your whole cycle. And, like, your periods are heavier and worse. Because I got the copper one, not the hormonal one.
Mm-hmm.
Periods are way worse.
I cannot handle but, anything worse.
Okay, so Jay was saying that he's afraid it's going to go into, like, the tip of his dick, like, into his pee hole, I assume. Or yeah. Cum hole, I guess. It's a cum hole at that point, but I'm going like this. The IUD and the urethra. And then Lewis said that it scratches the tip of his dick. Mm-hmm. But that shouldn't be, like, the end of the IUD. It should be the strings, and they're supposed to, like, wrap around the outside of your cervix.
Yeah.
So they're, like, hanging around. It's not, that's not good. But they should be wrapped up around there.
She should probably go get that checked out.
I could imagine it still occasionally scratching.
Yeah. Ew. You know, have you seen the fucking dumb bitches that get it in their arm? Get the, like,
the implant?
Yeah.
Yeah, that creeps me out.
I don't like that. I remember being in high school and this girl, like, we were sitting in class and she would, like, mess with it and, like, push it around. And I'm like, you bitch. Stop it, you nasty.
That's gross.
Fucking cum dumpster. Ugh. No.
I don't like hormonal birth control. I didn't like the IUD. I hate condoms. So it was always just like, well, pull out.
Guess I'm having a baby.
I just had babies until we were like, that's enough. And then there was surgery.
Well, this is a litter. Birth control fucked my life up, in the very beginning. Oh, no. I was already a sassy little 13-year-old, and then here came extra hormones or whatever.
The pills. I only went on the pill because my periods were so bad when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even having sex, but I went to, like, the gynecologist because of my periods, and they were like, oh, we'll put you on birth control and see if that helps. Yeah. Like, you have to try it for 3 months and see if it helps. I'm like, okay. And they're like, it's a low hormone. It shouldn't make you gain weight or anything. And it did make me gain weight. It made me super cunty. Mm-hmm. I was like, I hate this.
Mine made me so cunty.
So, oh my
Even
God.
More than, like, my normal 13-year-old self.
And, I was just constantly angry.
I was so mad. I was so mean to my mom. I was so
Me
mean
too.
To her. I, like, still to this day feel bad about how mean I was to my mom when I first got on birth control. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she deserved it, but, like, a lot of it she didn't. Oh, my gosh. And my skin went to fucking shit.
Yeah.
It was like, no, thank you.
I don't know how people do that.
Mm-mm. And then, God forbid, you miss one because you're doing something or... whatever, don't have a re-up.
Oh my god, and it doesn't work if you're on antibiotics?
Yeah. Or drinking. Drinking? Doesn't drinking fuck it up?
I don't know. And if you smoke, you're at like a high risk for blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess. I don't know why or how people do that.
Just pull out or have babies or have abortions. I'm just kidding. Don't use abortion like birth control.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. I'm not against abortion or anything, but like,
did you ever try
there's a time.
Did you ever try the NuvaRing?
No.
I did that once. It was, I think it was after my last kid because my PMS was so bad. And I was like, I went to be like, I've been treated for endometriosis before, so but that was 10 years ago. So I don't know if I need to redo that treatment because it's supposed to only last 10 years, like the effects.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, I'll just put you on birth control. I was like, I didn't want to, but I just did it anyway, like a weirdo, like a retard. And then she's like, she prescribed me the NuvaRing, and I was like, this is so weird. I don't want to do this. And I tried it for like a couple days, and I just was like, nope.
No, thank you.
I was like, fuck it. I'll just deal with my hormones. Fuck you.
It's fine. I'll just be sad and mad at the same exact time.
It's 1 week of my life. It's okay. I mean, one week a month.
1 week ever. Oh. So, sorry, they're men. There's period talk from two girls who actually know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Unlike Lewis. I forgot his name for a second.
I could tell you where my cervix, like the positioning of my cervix based on what time of the month it is. Don't tell me I don't know about my vagina.
I know all of the things. Well, they start talking about after all that, they went back to Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby pooped his pants.
So many times.
So much.
So many times, and like right in Jay's face. That sounds like he was there to catch the splatter, and I really just meant like over Zoom while he was doing ad reads.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's still happening. Poor Bob.
Oh. Jay said that Bobby stewed in his own shit through several ad reads for him.
Poor Bobby. Oh my god. That's and the fact that he told him, like, he could have just not told him and Jay would have never known.
Yeah.
It would have been top secret just for Bobby. But no. Oh well. It was funny.
Yeah. That was when we both thought that Jay said Delta 8 vampire.
Yeah, but he actually said vampire. Vampire.
But I'm pretty sure he said vampire one time. He said Delta 8 vampire, and I'm pretty sure he was like, that was at us.
Yeah, because you love Delta 8 and we are vampires.
Yes.
Or something. Something about vampires. I don't know. He is really on people about getting the COVID vaccine. And Lewis was like, is he being paid by like the government to push this on us? And he was like, yeah, I'm being paid by big. And he couldn't remember like big pharma or whatever it is. And so he said big vaccine.
Eek. I said the word eek.
Okay, well, my next, like, at least important information is about Jay's gut lipo.
Yes.
Because he had the consultation just for the bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
because it was, it's mostly because it was funny. And Lewis even asked him, he's like, are you doing this really for the joke or because you're like actually interested? And he's like, 50-50. No, it's okay, Jason. If I could afford surgeries, I'd have surgeries. I would be one fucking tight bitch.
I would love to have surgeries.
You wouldn't any crack or crevice up in this bitch.
I need a boob lift and a tummy tuck.
What's a Brazilian butt lift?
I don't know, but lift that too, please.
Lift it. Lift everything. Lift it. Lift it. Lift me, Jesus.
I want to defy gravity.
I want to be so lifted, I am floating.
Just pictured. Like the movie Up, but all those balloons just like on strings just attached to your nipples.
Just lifting my nips up in the air, but like because they're so lifted, I'm like peeking around like, hey.
You can't see or breathe. You're like,
these goddamn titties. They were talking about getting, Lewis mentioned getting Jay's gunt fat sucked out and put into Dave's butt, which I feel like they already mentioned this last time, and because Jay said he wanted to get it put in his own butt, but I think Jay just wants anything in his butt. Mm-hmm. But then Dave came back. He was like, you could use butt implants too, Lewis. Your ass is just as awful as mine. Dave was so sassy in both of these episodes.
I want to see a side-by-side comparison of the three butts.
I was going to say make us guess, but they all are very different shaped people and colored, and it would be so easy for it to guess.
It would be really easy to guess.
But yes, line up the butts, fellas. I want
six at least cheeks. In a secret room at Skankfest. We don't have to tell anyone.
Oh, you know what we'll do? We'll lure each of them in, and we'll tie them up one at a time as they get in there, and tape their mouths shut so that they can't scream for help. And then when we get them all three in there, we'll line them up, rip their pants down, and just have them facing the wall so we can look at butts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not gonna rape them, but no. we're gonna look at their butt, rape them.
Yeah. Yep.
I almost said face rape them, and that sounds like we're fucking faces, and that's not what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to see some butts.
Yeah. That's all we're trying to do.
That's it. Nothing else. So when Jay was talking about when he went to the doctor, he was talking about how humiliating it was, which obviously he knew it was going to be, but he had to like get naked basically and then show the doctor what his gunt area. And then he like, so he pulled his pants down a little or his shorts. And then the doctor told him that he needed to pull him down to the knees. So he was just there, dick out, belly button out. Hold his shirt up.
Yeah, that made me so uncomfortable listening to that. Because, like, I don't know about you, but anytime that I've had to have, like, a gynecological exam of any sort or anything like that, it's never been, like, the doctor's in the room and they're like, okay, pull your pants down.
No, you're already naked waiting.
It's like, yeah, well, someone brings you into the room and they're like, okay, just, you know, take your bottoms off and then sit here, and then here's this for to have over you.
Yeah, so you're not just sitting there puss out on the table.
Yeah, and then they leave and let you do it in private.
Yeah, it is weird. I think that doctor sexually assaulted
Jay. I think so.
I don't think he needed to see his penis. I don't for think that procedure.
I don't think that was like standard procedure to just be like pull your pants down.
to and your knees and lift your shirt up.
And then be standing, like, be staring at it.
And pushing into his gut, which that part, I mean, he's trying to feel stuff around, but, like, still. Who's this doctor? I'm going to sue him for assaulting my sweet baby Jason. And he doesn't even know. Poor thing. He doesn't even know that he was assaulted.
So that was inappropriate.
And the doctor took pictures. That's, I think it's kind of weird that he took pictures before Jay even just like decided, yes, he's doing it.
Do you know how many times I have been like, because I have four kids, so I've gone to the hospital and they make you sign all these papers. And I like skimmed through it to find the part where you give consent to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I've like crossed it out and been like, I don't consent to that part.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you can do that. Just initial next to it. And I'm like, okay. And I did that every time. I'm like, no, you can't take pictures of it, actually.
Actually, no, please do not. We're for science, but we do the sciencing around here. But yeah, I don't think he should have. What was the point of the doctor taking pictures of his dick and gut if before Jay, like,
agreed said, to the surgery or anything?
Yeah, because at that point he hadn't even, like, gotten the actual prices yet. Ow.
Yeah, that was weird. I'm telling you, this was not appropriate.
Jay was assaulted. Oh, poor Jason. Well, it happens to us all. It was only a matter of time, Jay. We started talking about watches. I have never been a bitch that gives a fuck about a watch.
And I look down on men who have nice, fancy watches and, like, give a shit about that.
I have a phone and computers and a stove. And clocks. There's so
coffee
many
coffee maker.
Coffee makers. It's always on and always right.
Yep.
Just wear a bracelet. If you want to wear a bracelet, just wear a bracelet.
I know. That's what they're doing. Like, they want to wear jewelry, but it has to be a watch because they're men.
And you don't even look at it. You still, I guarantee most men around our age anyways, not like older guys, because whatever, that have, anyways, guys that have, like, grown up with cell phones, they're not looking at their watch for the time. It probably doesn't even work.
For a second, I forgot that it was Lewis who was talking about wanting to get a gay fancy watch, and I thought it was Jay, and I was like, he should get a pocket watch, and then that can be what the wallet chain is attached to. wrong guy.
wrong one. Yeah. Yeah, I don't... Lewis doesn't seem like a watch guy to me. If anybody in that group was going to wear a watch, I would assume it would be Jay. Or Dave as young adult. I don't think Dave would now, but I feel like Dave as like a young...
It seems like a wiggery thing.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. It's a wiggery thing to do.
That's why I went Dave.
I don't know, but I guess I just went Jay because of jewelry, but...
This is a stupid thing to waste several thousand dollars on.
So much money. You already, most people spend like $1,000 on their phone. You have $1,000 clock in your pocket right now.
True. Jay said that this whole thing with his fat gun, whatever, and his dick looking small because of all the fat around it and everything, it's just his insecurity. And he was saying how, like, no woman has ever, like, gone to small dick to insult him or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is good. And then Lewis said that someone told him that he had small balls. And I was like, who the fuck says that?
Oh, yeah, well, your balls are tiny.
Like, who does that? Why would you even I don't think I've ever in my life gave a fuck about the size of a man's balls.
Never once.
I think I've noticed like really large balls, like, whoa, that's a lot going on there.
But even then, it's not really a problem.
No, it's not a problem. It's just like, wow, that's a lot of balls. Okay. Like,
wow, I didn't know there were so many different shapes and sizes of these. Wow.
Like Ari's balls. He's got huge balls.
They're huge and they're so saggy.
Yes, like you notice it, but like, who cares?
Not
it's
me.
Bizarre.
It is bizarre.
So but just so you know, Lewis, most people don't give a fuck about your balls.
He fucks bizarre women.
I guess.
James came down to tell a joke, but appropriate jokes, no adult jokes. He is so fucking adorable. He's such like a little adult. I don't remember what the joke was that he told, but I know it was cute.
Oh man, I don't remember either. But when Jay, when he was leaving and Jay told Lewis to ask James, why can't Ray Charles read? Like, you know immediately the answer.
And Lewis started to, and he was like, what?
He's like, why can't Ray? God damn it. But the and then Jay, or not Jay, Lewis said that the one that they always did when he was a kid was, or heard, or whatever, was why can't Helen Keller drive, or something. I don't know. Why couldn't, whatever, it doesn't matter. And that one I was like, what? Because in my head I was like, she's not Asian. Like. And I was like, no. Oh, you idiot.
You know what really it is? She didn't exist. Helen Keller is not real.
She was a lion-ass bitch. At least.
For sure. For a guy who hates documentaries, Lewis sure does watch quite a few. And he watched the Woodstock one, which I haven't watched. Have you watched it?
No, but you just reminded me that when they talked about that, I was like, documentaries are gay. And then I proceeded to watch so many documentaries.
I love documentaries. And I don't even like learning things. But I haven't watched it. I don't really have anything to say about it, but they went on about it forever.
My note says Woodstock 99. I really don't give a fuck.
I did write that women were cooler in the 90s.
Well, oh, okay. This was the one thing that when they were talking about this, I had thoughts because they were talking about like all the rapes and sexual assaults that happened at it. Yeah. And they were talking about these women were like wasted, walking around naked. And, like, I've seen video of the performances and of the crowds, and it's a shitload of people in a small-ish. Mm-hmm. It's too small of a space for that many people. Yeah. Not that it was a small space, but. And it's. It is, like, well, don't get wasted and walk around naked.
Fucking hello?
You're surrounded by probably. It was probably a majority of the audience was men.
Yeah, for sure.
Strange men you don't know and you think, oh, I'll take my clothes off.
With drinking, drugs.
Violence. It's retarded.
It's insane. Insane. I can't imagine.
It's so stupid.
And they even said something. They were like, or I think it was, because Lewis made this big point about it. And then I think it was Dave was like, yeah, and the women that think like that, they would be agreeing with you, like saying that why would, like, putting blame on the girl. Like, girls are more likely to put blame on the girl.
I think he said, you know who would actually agree with you or like have even stronger opinions about that are girls that don't act like that. And it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand. We are feminists here.
Well, you know, we're not stronger, so we gotta be smart.
It's not that hard. They're men, you guys. We can do it. I don't know who I'm talking to, because it's only men that listen to this.
I still appreciate the few women who at least pretend.
Yeah. Love that.
I really wrote down, don't walk around that crowd naked, dumb bitch. Sorry, it's stupid.
It's a very dumb
bitch. You gotta thing know to do. Your surroundings and know your weaknesses.
Yeah.
This is how you survive in the world.
You have a vagina. There's your weakness.
Men are monsters. There's your weakness.
They're just asking for it, women. Dumb fucking women.
The question, well, what was she wearing? Nothing. Basically, absolutely fucking nothing.
She may as well have had a sign on her that said, fuck me, please.
I do whatever you want to whatever hole and that is exposed.
Pick a hole, any hole.
Oh. You can't just walk around with your holes out.
Put the fucking holes away, ladies. Come on now. If you don't want to be penetrated, don't show your holes. They can't help it.
They really can't. Men are so fucking stupid.
Boys will be boys.
You don't know any better. They have a child's mind. All of them collectively have a child's mind.
They all share the one toddler brain, and they don't know. They don't know right from wrong.
It's mine. That's a toddler, and that's men.
No means yes. Hello, are you new here?
Oh, and people defending these chicks for being naked are saying it was hot. That is not the last thing you want to do when it's a hot and sunny day. Expose all of your skin to the sun. Are you retarded?
Clearly. Yes. 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 Woodstock, fuck you.
Women, fuck you. Men, fuck you. I hate everyone. You're all stupid.
You're all stupid and dumb, and I hope you all rape each other.
Oh, yeah. Hope you all rape and get raped. Fuck you. If everyone could just rape each other to death, that would be great.
Except us, you know why? Because we have our clothes on, because we're not dumb sluts.
Look at how much clothing I'm wearing. Look.
I have so many clothes.
Pants.
I have shorts on, but I have a blankie that is the same texture as my jacket. We cozy over here. Bundled up. Yes.
Who's most justified?
Who's most justified? The old lady. She's just saying shit to say shit, apparently. The guy, the old man at Dunkin' Donuts, who the guy, the black kid, ended up killing.
One punch kill. That's impressive.
He did a good job. I mean, like, don't kill people, but... don't be racist, old man.
Should convict him of being too badass.
Too real ass.
No, fuck real ass. He's too badass.
And then the third one, which they didn't count because Jay fucking put a damper on it. They thought he was saying the N-word, but I guess he was saying dinger.
But I listened to it like real hard. I put both earbuds in my ears and turned it all the way up, and I was listening to it, and I was like, it sounded like he was saying digger.
Yeah. I heard digger before I even, like, whenever they thought he was saying the N-word, I thought he was saying digger. And
I just listened hard on, like, my second watch before Jay said that.
Mm.
So I didn't remember the name of the mascot or whatever that they said he was talking to that guy or whatever. I didn't remember what it was, so I was, like, listening to it really hard, and I was like, he's saying digger. That must be the name of the guy. But then they said it was dinger, and I was like, he's not saying dinger. I don't... It's either digger or...
Black Mark, where are you? But I think they ended up going with the second one, right? The guy that died. He died for his
use. Yeah. I also thought it was weird that the newscaster lady was like dying just days after. I'm like, as what?
That's a very slow death from a punch.
Yes, it is.
He was punched to death with 3 days.
Which I think that, I bet that is why it's aggravated manslaughter.
Because it was like a prolonged death.
Yeah, rather than like murder.
Yeah.
So probably. If he just like repeated, like, I don't know, never mind. Forget it, fuck it. I did what we were talking about, I gave up.
You know, sometimes you just gotta give up. You don't have to finish all your sentences. That's my motto. The last thing I have for that episode is that James came back to tell some... He came back because he remembered some adult jokes, but then he forgot.
Yeah, he said they were... He said that they were all maniacs. And he was like, I do know some inappropriate jokes, but I don't remember them. And then he ratted out Lewis.
Yeah.
For being where he's heard them.
Some really bad 70s and 80s movies.
Aw, so cute. And then, oh, actually, my last thing was that Jay, or no. Because they were talking about the pictures that the doctor took.
Yeah.
And, like, how it... Like, if I go onto the website and see it or something, and Lewis was so excitedly and passionately being like, I know your bot. Like, he knows every inch of that man's body.
Yes. Lewis will be able to tell. We'll know. Yeah. We'll know if that's your gunt on the website, Jason, once we find the website.
Do you think you could tell?
Well, I've never seen his gun, but maybe.
I know, but you might get like a, oh, that's a Jay vibe.
Yeah, I might be able to tell off vibes. Maybe. I'm kind of a witch.
That's what Jay should do for us.
He
should
get that gun.
Yes. Yeah. He should get like a bunch of pictures of similar types of dudes' guns. And then stick his in it. And then we have to figure out which one's him.
Yeah. Ooh, I like it. I like that game. Jay, if you're listening, which I know you are, do that. What she just said.
Yeah. And then everyone show us your butts. Not everyone.
Only Dave, Lewis, and Jason.
Yes.
It. And Shane. I'm just curious. Also, Mike Cannon, you can too if you want.
I've seen Mike Cannon's butt.
Me too. But he can still show me if he wants to.
Yeah.
Turn around. I mean, episode 568. Helicopter your dick. Mark Norman and Mike Figgs.
Oh, they named it?
No.
Oh. What?
That was that Mike Cannon.
Oh. I was like, I don't remember that from the episode, but okay.
No, just sexually harassing Mike Cannon, that's all.
Okay.
Nothing new. Yeah, there's no name yet.
Okay.
I saw you counted chants. I did too. How many did you get?
13.
Oh.
What'd you get?
Not that.
What?
I also noticed there was a point where I was like, I realized I was playing a game on my phone, and I was like, I feel like, surely, I haven't ran down any chants in a while. There had to have been a chant or two in there, and I just randomly put a line on my tally, because I was like, I know I missed one somewhere. I only had 9.
Well, I had 12, and then I went back and listened again, and I caught another one that I missed.
I missed the, I know it happened, but I missed it when I was doing my notes, but the one that Fig started for himself.
Yeah.
I missed that one. I know that one's not counted.
I listed all of them.
Okay.
I could read them to you.
Read them to me now.
So the first one was, Dave Smith showed up.
I got that one. I counted that one.
Hell no, we won't vax.
That one.
The vax is gay.
I might not have heard. There might have been too many vax ones too close together.
Okay. Break that sty. and then just the word sty. innocent. Well, that was about one of the pedophiles.
One of them.
I don't know which one.
Lewis.
Dave. And there were 3 Mark chants.
Yes, there were.
The Figs chant that he started for himself. And then Dalton sucks.
And Dalton does kind of suck.
Yeah, I'm really fucking sick of him. I'm sorry. And another Dave chant. And Lewis tried to start a fight chant. It didn't work. He was the only one who did it. So I didn't count it, but I made note of it.
Honorable mention. He tried.
He chanted it, but no one joined him.
And it doesn't count unless at least 3 people are chanting along with you.
I'd say
says
so.
Me.
I agree.
All right, so there was the 2 chants right off the top. Jay. What?
I just was reading my notes.
Okay. Jay pointed out Lewis's sty immediately.
Well, because what I read was Lewis wasn't introduced. He has a huge sty, though. Like, that helped the situation? I don't know. Yeah, she's got a big old sty. Oh, about the sty.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we talked about it, and you said, didn't he say that he gets a sty when he's doing coke?
Yep.
And then Lewis mentioned that at some point in this episode, that he had a theory that he always got styes when he was doing coke.
Yeah.
And then he said that he just did a little tiny bump with Calm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a sty. And then later he said he didn't actually do coke.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe for a second.
No.
I heard Collie talking about doing coke when he was on that trip with Lewis.
Yeah, I think he definitely did coke. And then
I think he's still doing it.
I do too. And I think he lied about it to someone.
Yep.
And so then he quickly was like, not even quickly, honestly, it was later in the episode.
It was much later.
It was like, I didn't actually do coke. Hey, Lewis, we know how your body science works. When you do coke, you get styes.
Also, when the first mention of the sty, actually, I think the first time that he mentioned his theory about coke and his styes, I was like, I'm going to watch carefully and see if he gets up to go to the bathroom at all during this episode.
And he did. Quickly. Mm-hmm. Jay even mentioned how quick it was.
Mm-hmm. Did you really pee that fast? No, he did not pee. He was doing coke.
Lewis, You got some explaining to do.
Lewis, stop telling people. He tells people, like, oh, if I ever do this, it means this. Like, stop.
Well, maybe it's a good thing, because maybe his friends will notice his behavior and not let him go too far down the coke hole.
They'll probably just start doing coke with him.
Well, Dave definitely won't. Dave will yell at him about doing coke. Remember whenever he started smoking weed again after being sober? Dave was really not disappointed, but he, like, made mention about... Dave was keeping track of Lewis's sobriety more than Lewis was.
I don't remember that. I think I just ignored Dave a lot.
It was during COVID. They were in studio. I remember it was... I don't know. I can't. But I remember Dave, because he was saying how proud he was of Lewis for being sober, and then Lewis, like, said the amount of time that he'd been sober, and Dave was like, "No, it's been whatever." Dave was keeping track of Lewis's sobriety, and I was like, "Oh, Dave cares. How cute." Aww.
Gay.
Or he's just a controlling asshole. You know, one of them.
Oh my god.
What?
I wrote "the sty has come to a head" in my notes, but I spelled it C-U-M. I don't think I did that on purpose.
Ew, and this is when they were talking about breaking it open. Don't do that. Ever. But don't do that. Especially don't do that on the show, please. And think. I mean, they didn't, but... He said he wouldn't break it unless there was a great chant. So then that's when the break that sty chant started.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I wrote Lewis is doing coke again, just as a fact. Jay said that he got it from, he said Eskimo kissing, but then later he said he meant butterfly kissing. Dirty pussy. Which I said in that episode where you said butterfly kisses, I said he got it from dirty robe pussy.
Yep.
Jason?
Jay has to listen. He listens. I think Jay takes notes.
Probably.
Jay has his own secret podcast about our podcast.
I want to hear.
Me too. Oh, I forgot to mention Jay's haircut in the last episode.
I didn't notice it in the last episode.
I did. I thought it looked so cute. And then in the next, in this one, my note even says, I forgot to mention Jay's haircut because I noticed it again in this episode. I was like, aw.
Well, I think I didn't notice it in the Zoom because he was wearing the headphones. It was kind of blocking, the shaved part.
And his house is so dark all the time.
Yeah. He needs more light. But I did notice it in this one, and I was like, oh, Jay looks really nice with that haircut.
Looking fucking snazzy. Didn't two or three episodes ago he say he was trying to grow his hair out again?
Yes, I did think of that too. I was like, well, that's okay.
That's exactly what I do every time. I'm like, look how long my hair is getting, and then I'm like, cut it. Or I'm like, my hair is so healthy, bleach it.
Yep.
As soon as I notice that my hair is doing well, I'm like, oh, no, no, no. We don't do that here. We don't be healthy here. No.
Well, I freaking shaved most of my head before. And then I went through that whole hideous phase of trying to grow it back. And then it got to around here. And I was like, oh, I'm stressed out and crazy.
My sister shaved her whole head, and I'm curious to know what she's going to do with the, because it looks, I think girls, some girls look cute with shaved head, like their whole head shaved. Some girls can pull it off, but it's that damn grow out. Is it worth it?
I wore a lot of bandanas on my head.
I saw she went to a concert recently and she had a wig on because my dad was, when I was with my dad, he was like, he's like, is this old or something? And I was like, no, it's a wig, Dad. um, Oh, then the camera froze when they were trying to zoom in on his sty. Apparently Jay has a sty too.
Yeah, but he's a sty denier.
At least Lewis admits that he has a sty. They were talking about how hot Alex was looking. Well, really, Lewis was talking about how hot Alex looked. Even when he gives compliments to people, they're so mean. He's like, oh, she actually looks so hot today. Normally, she looks like a drug addict.
I just read Lewis gave this boy some butt. And I was like, what?
Alex, like, brought a friend or something with her, and Lewis was grinding on him. And Lewis didn't like him because he wouldn't bump and grind with Lewis.
The guy said he just didn't want to say no.
Jay said that Alex looks Auschwitz chic. That is so hard for me to say.
And then freaking Figs was like, who are you harder on, Shannon or Shorty? And I just burst out laughing because I don't know how tall Alex is, but she seems tall to me.
She's taller than me.
You always do that. Like, they're taller than me. Well, you're not tall, so I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. Everybody is 6 foot. If they're taller than me, they're 6 feet tall.
And Lewis tried to claim that he's not hard on any female employee.
Okay. I watched a little bit of rap last week, maybe Monday. I don't remember. It wasn't just a little bit of it. But since when does Shannon not sit in that one chair? She scooched over and now there's Natalie. I'm so confused. I'm like, who the fuck is this lady?
I tried to tell you about Natalie.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about her.
Well, they brought her in to, like, lighten Shannon's workload, I guess. So Natalie is doing, like, the more technical side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the levels and the cameras and stuff, and Shannon is doing more of the creative production side of things.
Nice.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
someone can correct me if I'm wrong, if they care.
Well, what up, Natalie? Wait, do we like Natalie?
Just kidding. No, because she stole my whole vibe.
Fuck you, Natalie. <I'm just
kidding. laughs> No, she seems really nice. I don't know about nice, but she seems cool. I don't know.
Mark Norman still isn't there yet. What?
I just hate everything that I say because I'm like, it's not that she's not nice. I don't know.
We don't know her. We're just joking. I don't know. We're just goofing. But they were talking about how Mark Norman still wasn't there, and it was like dang near 30 minutes in, and Lewis was like, whenever Mark gets here, we should rate our coworkers' bodies.
Yeah, finish the bracket.
Yeah.
They should have at least pretended that they were going to.
They should have just had it up on the screen, like the bracket up on the screen when he walked in.
Yeah.
They talked about the Horatio Sands guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is.
I didn't either. I knew the name. The name was familiar.
The name sounded familiar, but I was like, couldn't tell you.
Even when they brought up, like, the clip from SNL and the thing from Step Brothers, I was like, face is not ringing a bell.
No, I don't even remember that. I remember the whole Catalina wine mixer, whatever the fuck scene, but I don't remember that part where the guy, he was yelling. That must be an extended version.
I've only seen that movie like twice, so I don't really remember it super well. But
I've seen it a couple times, but apparently not enough to remember that. But anyways, that guy apparently is accused of
grooming.
Yeah, grooming a like 14 or 15 year old. And these are all so old. Like all of these accusations and whatever, but I don't know. In my head, it's here I go being a feminist again. I'm like, whenever there's nothing that can be done about it, I guess just telling your story is telling your story, and that might help you, but I don't know. Just the clout. But like, what's the point of being like, yeah, this guy fucking groomed me in 1962?
I don't know. Like, just jumping on to join everyone else. I don't know.
Ladies, we've all been sexually assaulted, okay?
Pretty sure every single one of us. And most men, honestly.
Yeah. We do it daily. Welcome to life. We all sexually assault each other.
Dave was like, so he just brought a chick to a party?
And then yeah, Lewis, Dave, was sure, like, that's what he did.
Lewis said, was it a party in his pants? I swear to you, like, it's always the dumbest little thing that gets me. And like the other, like the walk off the show jokes, I'm like, okay.
Well, here's the difference. Lewis said that one.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm
really not even that fond of Lewis anymore.
Oh, bitch. Fucking dickhead.
Then Jay went. Her name's Jane Doe. What are the odds?
Yes.
I called him Big J Dad Jokerson.
Big Dad Jokerson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Daddy Jokerson. I was not thinking
Big Papa. I have to pee so badly.
Do you want to pause and then go pee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
We'll be right back.
I don't even know how to pause. Here we go. Okay. One, we'll two, be right three, back.
Pause. Go. And thank you to our sponsor, Ari Shafir.
Yep.
And his and big balls. Oh, and Shane.
But like from last year.
Mm-hmm. And us.
Surprise!
Surprise! You guys just had to be here.
It was a whole thing earlier. You wouldn't understand.
You're under arrest. You're under arrest. God damn it. God damn it.
Perfect.
I'm a fucking genius.
I know. I've been trying to tell you that for years.
Wow. Wow.
I've been telling everybody. I've been screaming it from the rooftops.
Yeah, except nobody knows what we're talking about. I have a giant freaking pimple right on the tip of my nose. I look like goddamn Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I don't see it.
I do. How do you not?
I don't see it.
Oh.
I might have caught a glimpse.
I saw it a lot really when close. I was really close. I'm really self-conscious. I'm really wish I didn't do that.
Aw, and I have something in common with Lewis and his nasty sty.
I mean, in my nose.
His beautiful, brave sty.
I've just been doing a lot of coke, okay? I got a sty on my nose.
Okay.
Speaking of Lewis being a bitch, mm-hmm. I, as a person who used to and now doesn't smoke cigarettes, I think he is a big fucking bitch about the people smoking cigarettes around him. Also, I understand indoors being surrounded by cigarette smoke, but you know what, Lewis? It's not all about you, okay?
But he also will smoke weed indoors right next to people who are completely sober.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called selfish.
Yeah, that's the only part of it that bothers, because I don't like walking past someone outside who's smoking.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's not a great smell. But also, if it was that big of a deal, why didn't he be like, Fig, switch me seats, you sit next. I know they want to sit next to each other and be a bunch of fucking faggots, but.
Yeah, every time this has happened, I've been like, why don't you just switch seats?
Yeah. I don't understand that, but whatever. Lewis is the professional here, so. He's gonna just spend his days bitching about ciggies.
And if he would have moved to the other, like, side of the table, his sty wouldn't be so directly in the camera.
We're trying. Lewis, angles. Come on now. You should know better.
I thought it was cute. When Lewis said, I wish I could do a vulture.
I looked up what a vulture sounds like after that because I wasn't really sure. And I was like, whatever they're doing sounds insane. Mm-hmm. But guess what? It sounds a lot like what they were doing.
I thought they did pretty well.
They were doing really well.
Like, just for off the top of their head, it's not like they sit around listening to vultures all day.
Nope, that's me.
But only because they did that. It's not like you would have normally been like, let's listen to vultures.
Oh my gosh, what if they were talking about, went back to the Horatio Sands thing and Jimmy Fallon, because I guess because mm-hmm. it was during that time of SNL when Fallon was on it. When they were all doing their Jimmy Fallon impressions, it was cracking me up because I don't know what it is, but Jay's Jimmy Fallon impression, every time he does it, it kills me because it doesn't sound like him, but it's like the same like vibe. I don't know whatever the mm-hmm. right word for that is, but I don't know. He nails the like really like breathy, like fast talking, like he's on cocaine. Mm-hmm.
Well, so they figured out that this chick is, like, now in her 40s.
Yeah.
Because it was so long ago. And I did enjoy, God damn it, why is everything that I'm saying a Lewis line? When he said, now we call her Jane Doe-y. That was really funny. I'm sorry.
This, they've talked about, I think, In Living Color before. I think that's what it was. Because Lewis was saying how he was never really, like, there was a couple years as a kid that he was, like, a fan of SNL. And he was talking about how he liked In Living Color more. And was that just like a black version of SNL? Is that what that was?
I don't know what it was.
I thought it was like a sitcom or something.
I thought so too. And then I remember my sister saying that when she was a kid, what she wanted to be when she grew up was a fly girl. And I'm pretty sure she said like on In Living Color.
What the heck is that?
Some dancers? I don't know.
I had
and
never
I could
heard
be wrong about what show it was, but like anytime someone mentions that, I remember my sister saying she wanted to be a fly girl.
I don't know what that means.
I should Google it.
I had never heard of In Living Color until I started listening to Legion of Skanks and they talk about it. So I feel like they talk about it a lot, but it gets brought up an awful lot. But anyways, they were saying something about how the old SNLs don't like really hold up, and Dave was saying some of them do, but Lewis was saying that like In Living Color doesn't hold up now, and he goes, and now I'm a racist, because he was saying that maybe the SNL held up better than In Living Color did or something like that.
Yeah, the Fly Girls were just a group of dancers on the show. Jennifer Lopez was one of them.
That makes sense.
Anyway, that's what my sister wanted to be when she grew up when she was a kid. That's a weird way to say that sentence.
I guess Bob Dylan, who for some reason looks like Howard Stern now, he's actually being sued for sexual abuse of a 12-year-old from 1965. How can he be being sued? Is there not like a limitations thing?
There should be a statute of limitations. That's ridiculous.
That's insane. I understand, like again, if the girl was just saying her story to get it out and make her feel better, whatever, that's fine. But suing him for it?
She was 12 in 1965.
Yeah. So what does that mean? How old does that make her now? That's math. That's numbers, and I don't do that.
She's 68.
She's 68.
And she's 68. Bitch, get over it.
I hope all of her fucking teeth fall out. That's insane.
They probably already have.
That's insane.
I hope she loses her dentures.
I hope she sued him in like 1967. And it's just now being brought to everyone's attention.
That's crazy.
But they got off of a. This was from Dave. He was whenever he said something about it being the 60s. He was like, "Did he have a slave? Who cares?
Did he have a slave in 19 or 1840? Like that's what happened back then."
And then they talked about Jerry Lee Lewis, which, who is that?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm pretty sure he's a musician. Yeah. But he married his 13-year-old cousin, and they were all more upset about the fact that she was a fucking had Down syndrome. But she didn't, but she looked like a goddamn goofball. Jay said he hated her butt chin. And I was offended by that. Because I have a butt chin.
Oh, you do have a little bit of a butt chin.
I have a butt chin. So fuck you, Jay.
Look like I do. I kind of do, but you don't.
I do.
I have a pimple right there, so it makes it look like I do.
I definitely do. I'm looking at who Jerry Lee Lewis is.
Yeah, I don't know. But it is like. That's ridiculous because it really is a different time. Like, I feel like teenagers now are so much, I don't know because I didn't live back then, but from what I've heard and seen and read, it seems like teenagers these days are way less mature than teenagers were a long time ago.
Yeah, I agree. And then, because then they brought up the whole, I knew this was going to come up whenever they were talking about, when they were talking about all the men and their young wives. I knew my dad was going to come up.
Yeah, I figured Seinfeld would come up.
But. Of course, especially with Mark Norman being there. And then they showed the girl, the child that Seinfeld dated, like a nude of her on the beach. And the girl had some fat titties, but they were all like, that's not her, that's not her. And then there's Mark Norman, who's like friends with Seinfeld, and he's like, that's fake, that's not real.
Yeah. I kind of felt like he was saying that just because he's friends with Seinfeld now. He's like, that's Photoshop. It doesn't look Photoshopped.
No, it looks very real.
Yeah. It looked like she had a kid, at least a kid.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking it looked real, because it looked like an in shape mom bod. It didn't look like
me. Yeah. She had like too much bush going on for me.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
That's too much. But I meant like her stomach, you could tell. Like that's why I was like, it doesn't look fake, because it's not like a perfect stomach.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked real to me. But that's what happens to mom's stomach skin. Just so you know, if you think about knocking up your lady, it's gonna happen. yeah, but they did a lot of Elvis stuff in this.
Oh my gosh, so much Elvis. Because of course they compared the one head, Jay's headshot, to one of Elvis's.
Mm-hmm. Learned that Jay took that headshot because he saw one of Dane Cook's headshots and he thought it looked so cool.
That is so, oh my gosh, whenever they were showing the headshots and Figs was like, how much did you weigh in the fat one? And Jay's like, this is when I was 300 pounds and this is when I was Elvis.
that got me.
Fucking killed me. Whenever they were talking about the like age of consent in Jersey, and Lewis was like, it's only 16 in Jersey, we're 15 minutes away from 16-year-old or from legal 16-year-old pussy or something, and Mark Norman got up to like leave, like, mm-hmm. I'm not a part of this. In my head I was like, oh, he wants to be first for the 16-year-old pussy.
I thought that was the joke that he was doing. Like, he was going to go get the 16-year-old pussy.
I did, too. That's where I thought he was going. And then they were all like, oh, Seinfeld's calling. You better leave now. And I was like, oh, that's probably what it was. But I initially was like, oh, he's on his way to get it.
Oh, my God. When Jay was talking about that headshot and he was talking about how they were talking about it on, I don't know, Ron and Fez?
Yeah, I think so.
And he said, like, the listeners were captioning it.
Yeah.
He said, help, my mustache fell into my tits.
It's fucking so silly. And the fact that Jay remembered it all this time.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know when it was, but...
I don't know when it was either. I never listened to Ron and Fez.
Me either.
I listened to Opie and Anthony, but only on YouTube. I've never had Sirius XM radio. I've never had it. So I just listened to it on YouTube, and they talked about Ron and Fez a lot, so I'm aware of what it was, but never listened to it, but... I know a lot of people who did and who were super. I read all their tweets about Fez.
I knew who he was just from, like, you know, just hearing his name and stuff. But I was never like that. I got into everything a little later than everybody else. but I didn't know who he was really. But I saw everybody's tweets that day, and I was just like, I'm so sad right now. I felt for everyone, but
like, I wasn't going to say anything because I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to be like, just whatever that is, clout chasing, for lack of better words. But yeah, because I didn't know anything about him. But I was like, oh, everyone's so sad and I feel bad for everybody.
I felt for them because if you think about it, like, well, what if that was like, one of our guys,
and I'm like, I would feel so sad. Ugh, I don't want to think about it. I'll cry.
Yeah.
They start talking about like Chris Hansen and all the pedophile sting operations and all that fun stuff.
When Chris Hansen was reading, like, the texts or whatever to the guy in the video that they played, and he said, I want to eat your pussy. My exact first thought was what Jay said, like, it's because I'm Asian and I eat cats.
Give me a cat. I'll eat a live cat right now. That was silly.
They were talking about, like, these homemade pedophile hunters, as Jay put it, and they were saying no normal person does that. Like, no normal person goes out and tries to catch pedophiles. But they've talked about so, I mean, they haven't done it, but they've talked so many times about, like, wanting to do their own.
Oh my god, Jason.
Oh, and Lewis was talking about this because they were talking about how, like, I guess the thing of, like, it must be so great because you're, like, you know the risk, and you know, like, anyone who does that knows that, like, it's 50-50 chance that it's a real child or a sting operation, and they still do it anyway. And Lewis said that it was like raw dogging strangers, and you might get herpes. Which then, is probably where he got his herpes.
Whoever sold him the coke also sold him herpes. And Jay was like, stop trying to find a friend here, Lewis. None of us fuck or raw dog randoms, or however he said it.
Yeah.
And then Lewis and Figs hugged because they apparently raw dog randoms. Jay brought up that coming up is the 10-year anniversary for Skanks, and Lewis was like, no, you fucking dickhead, that was last year, you missed it.
He was so wrong. I instantly did the math. I'm like, no, you started in 2011 and it's 2021. That's 10 years, sweetheart.
and we, how many times a week do we sit around being like, 10 years ago, 10 years
ago? And then it changed to 9 years ago.
Yeah. Lewis.
Dumb butt.
Idiot.
It's okay, sweetie, sit down, we'll handle the math for you.
She'll handle the math for us.
Jay, like, yelled vamp a lot in this episode.
He might as well have been just being like, ah, skank, skanks, vamp, 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 vamp.
I know he wasn't talking about vampires, but he said vamp a lot.
It literally doesn't matter if he was talking about vampires or not. You say vampires, Dracula, blood, like, you say anything that we can somehow connect to vampire, we're going to do it.
Yep. And then we know it's about us.
Every single time.
Everything is about us.
Hello, are you guys new here? Did I say this on here, or was this before, whenever I was talking about Lewis trying to name Dave's baby? Were we recording, or did I
don't think we were recording.
We were, if we were, my bad for repeating this, but we were talking about all the things that they do, that, like, when they copy us and such, and Lewis was, or Jay was, nope, Dave was talking about his baby being born, his son being born soon, and Lewis recommended that he name the baby Lewis J. Smith, and that was my recommendation, and Alex's was Jason Lewis Smith, or was it just Jay?
Jason
Lewis Smith. So, yet again, copy Jay Gomez.
Copier. We are just damn in their heads.
We are literally all they can think about.
It's true.
Every day, all the time.
Every day. Well, they were saying that because Dave's having another baby, they said that someone said that he's got a strong dick. So I named him Dave Strong Dick Smith. We did Wide Dick Smith. Now it's Strong Dick.
You mind a something book?
Just flew at me. It was a little tiny maw.
Really, my last thing is just that. Fucking Dalton. Sucks. Yeah, he stormed the show. Lewis got up to go to the bathroom very quickly. And then Dalton came over and just sat in Lewis's seat like he owns the damn place. And just came in and was like, Kevin Brennan's funnier than Dave Smith or something. Like, for no, that is exactly the type of shit that, like, that one Proud Boy guy or whoever grabbed the mic from Lewis that one time. Mm-hmm. Or not from Lewis, but from one of the guests or something. That's the same. And I know Dalton's trying to be silly and funny, but, like, he was funny to me at first, but now it's just, like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think it was too much of him too fast.
Yeah, he did pretty well on that first Real Ass Podcast appearance. And I was like, that was a good episode. And immediately I was like, crap, because he's going to get too much hype too fast. And it's going to go to his head and he's going to be an asshole. And here we are.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. But fucking Dave was like, you don't come, I will smack the shit out of you. Like, I was like, okay, Dave, calm down. I mean, don't, but.
Yeah, don't.
Don't, please don't.
Someone's got to say it, Dave. And he was like, Dalton was like bragging that he just was on Kevin Brennan's podcast. Does anyone know what it's called? I don't. No. And Dave said there's more people in this room than there are that listen to that podcast.
Oh, Kevin Brennan, he sucks. Dude,
grumpy old man. Did you listen to the episode after the outro ended?
I don't remember.
Because I did when I was doing my notes. I let it play through, and after the outro ended, you could hear Dave saying, being a dick, I don't want that on my show, fuck him.
Oh, he really doesn't like him?
I think he might really not.
Good. You don't get to act like that. You don't get to act like that, Dalton. You are not cute or funny enough to act like that. I'm just kidding. I think he is funny.
Too big for your britches kind of thing right now. Where he needs to just chill.
Yeah. We're just got. It's exactly, you know what this is? It's a fucking, what's his name? Double D. It's Double D all over again.
Ugh. Yeah. You do one thing and then you think you're hot shit.
Maybe it's a good thing that they don't talk about us that much on Legion of Skanks, because then everybody would come find us and fall in love with us, and then they'd blow us up too fast, and then they'd hate us really quickly.
This is a slow burn. We're slowly creeping into everyone's hearts.
We'll see everybody in about 15 years when you like us.
Yep. Freaking Jay was trying to defend him. Defend Dalton. I think he was trying to be funny. Well, yeah, probably, but it sucks.
Yeah, but people, Jason, sweet baby Jason, you encouraging him is only going to make him continue to do shit like that. All it takes is one person to be like, oh my god, that's hilarious, and then he's going to keep doing dumb shit like that. I understand going to Legion of Skanks every week. If I lived in the vicinity, I fucking would too. But I also wouldn't make my presence known every time. He always like walks up or sits in the camera or something.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Whatever.
He's like that fucking moth that just flew into my face. Get out.
Get out of here, Dalton.
Anyway, sorry, Dalton. I heard you're having a tough time.
Isn't he always? For real, he's always sad about something. I mean, like, same, but. Oh, well, sorry that we shit on you for 5 minutes. Kind of.
Whatever.
Grow up.
We're too unfunny to be shitting on people.
It's fine. Surprise. I'll shit on whoever I want to. Okay?
boo.
You're under arrest.
You're so welcome, you guys.
You're so welcome.